Okay, everybody, I think we're all here, so probably best to start with Chief Oliveira, if that's okay. Chief, you on?
Yeah, sorry, Kevin. I'm here. Good morning, everyone. Again, not much or no activity downslope this morning once again. However, the upslope activity continues. We saw the breakout continues at about 3.2 miles upslope from Apaha Street, still active. We're not at this point, I guess, forecasting any advancement rate or, you know, anticipated ETA of any impact on any infrastructure because it's still very early. It's still a ways up there, and it's been historically difficult to forecast with any accuracy, any kind of impact, given that even though we're seeing, daily activity now. So with that, we're just monitoring, maintaining close communications with HVO, and we'll be tracking this going forward through the holiday and the weekend and obviously continuing going forward. Probably the most important information to share at this point that I know the media has been waiting for is that as of 12 o'clock noon today, we are opening the Bohol Village Road. All of the measures were taken to ensure that the road, when open, will be safe without any hazards. What we are asking is motorists to still drive with caution because we do have the sawhorses with the flashes there around some of the areas that have the poles with the protective measures. Even though the lane is clear and open, we'd just like to raise awareness to we have, wider based poles in some of those areas. So again, asking motorists to drive safely and cautiously, as well as encouraging people not to stop or discouraging them from stopping to try to maybe see what's out behind some of the homes as far as what happened with the lava flow. Again, it's on private property. We're trying to respect the privacy of those residents, as well as trying to minimize any traffic impact or traffic hazards with people driving through the area. So that's probably the most significant thing is the road will be open as of 12 o'clock noon today. And I welcome any questions you might have at this time.
Chase, this is Brenda Salgado with Hawaii News Now.
Yes.
Is there going to be any blessing, or are you just opening it up, or...
No, we didn't want to, hold it up with opening. We took care of everything in the quickest manner that we could, coordinating with the utility companies, Public Works, and although it might be a nice gesture at this point, we just want to help expedite opening up for the public.
Thank you.
Sure. Hey, Daryl, it's Brooks at KITV.
Yep.
You know what the view is like from the road. Looking Malka toward the flow, we're not that familiar with it, but is there anything you can tell people about what they'll see, what they won't see, and how you would hope they would respond to what they see, and any advice on, because people are going to be curious, and they're going to want to take a look. Any advice to where they should do that or where they shouldn't do that?
Right. Well, on Pahoa Road, we will really discourage any, attempt to try to view what's there. What if you could see, what you would see is the solidified lava flow in the back of some of the properties there and how it came down. It might be a very small window or view plane to see it. And again, it could be hazardous if people try to stop in the middle of the road to pause and see it. So we want to discourage that. Probably the encouraging part we can share is that we are working very hard on trying to provide for a managed observation, viewing, or sightseeing up near the transfer station in an environment that would allow us to put a lot of the infrastructure there to support viewing or going out and sightseeing it, as well as some educational opportunities. So that will be coming in the near future. For now, Village Road, we're just asking the motorists to just try to flow through safely, consistently. Don't stop and try to see if you can take a picture or anything, because there's not much to see there. The view plane is very small. And again, probably the most important thing, we don't want people stopping and trying to get out on the private property and try to respect the privacy of the landowners.
Hi, Daryl. Tom, the Tribune Herald. Will there be any police on hand to ensure that motorists, keep going, that they don't stop and start trespassing?
Yes, we'll have both police and a roving National Guard unit presence there on the ground to encourage people to keep the traffic flowing, as well as to discourage any trespass.
Do you know how long that will continue for?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, do you know how long that will continue for?
Until we determine that it's not necessary. So as long as there's a safety and security concern, we'll have them on the ground.
Hey, Darrell, it's Brenda again. Going back to the managed observation area at the transfer station, do you have a timeline or just still working out the details?
Right. We actually have another stakeholder meeting taking place next week, Wednesday. That's all the agencies and departments to include, have reached out to the University of Hawaii system with assistance from their geology program to provide interpretive guides out there. We're working with our mass transit department on discussions of any kind of transportation services. So there's a lot of pieces to this that we're working on currently that maybe within the next week we should have finalized. And then once that plan has been reviewed and verified as far as, making sure everything is in place for safe access and viewing, we can then make that public sometime in the near future. So next week, Wednesday, will be the next benchmark for us with finalizing some of the plans.
Thank you.
Yeah, Darrell.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Kevin. I was just going to ask: is monitoring continue over the holiday? Or are you guys, finally able to take a break here?
No, we're going to continue monitoring. Even though there isn't an immediate or imminent threat, it's important that we monitor the flow activity and share what observations we get with HVO, and work together closely with them so that all of us can have, a real good understanding of any change that might be taking place with the flow. 3 miles is a considerable distance upslope and doesn't, again, pose an immediate threat. But, again, we're going to maintain close observations and work very closely with HVO on any changes with the flow and do our best to keep them informed with what we see so they can help guide our decisions.
Okay.
Hi, Tom. This is Janet Babbitt, HVO. HVO will also be flying on Friday.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, this is Kevin with the mayor's office. I was just going to remind everybody that we do have two representatives from HVO, Mike Pullen and Janet, on the line if there's any questions for HVO. Well, if not, are we done for the day?
Kevin, Tom here. I'll ask one question. Has the breakouts changed the location, or is the lava still coming from the same sources there?
Hey, Tom, this is Mike. I can try to answer that for you. The breakout really haven't changed in terms of their source. It's the same general areas they're creeping out of. They're just sort of slowly creeping downslope.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Mike. Chelsea Jensen with West Hawaii Today. If that breakout is now about 3.2 miles down, has it shown any sign of reentering that tube system that you guys said was pretty dying off at the 3.5-mile mark?
It hasn't, at least in terms of the last overflight that we've had with the thermal imager. The scientists that did that could actually identify the former tube based on its thermal signature, but it did not appear to be as hot as normal. So the flow that's currently active is actually creeping down slope and not reoccupying that tube. It's not to say that it can't happen, but it's not happening right now, at least at that level. The tube down to that point, from Pu'uo down to the point of the crack system, does appear to be occupied.
Thank you.
Sure.
This is Kevin again. How about the last call for questions?
Okay.
And if not, everybody have a nice Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you, I'm thinking probably Friday, but I'll put out an email confirming that.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
The moderator has terminated this call.